Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about who you're going to meet right now, folks, because she's here to help us celebrate International Peace Day. And she's a new friend to you. She and I have met and worked together in the past. And Valerie Shondell is the vice chairman of the board of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women. You may remember that name because you've heard me talk about it for many, many years now, especially this summer when I was in Washington, D.C. for their big event, the big Peace Through Business event. But Valerie is also has been the CEO of a family-owned business, 50-year family-owned business in the past, and so she's a small business owner. She knows about entrepreneurship. She knows about making payroll on Friday, just like you and me. So I've got her. She's joining us today to talk to us about the marketplace, but also through the prism of how we can grow peace in the world through the marketplace. Valerie Shondell, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here, and thank you for your service over the years. You and your mother and your father and the business that they founded, Selecto Flash, which is one of the largest printing companies in the country. That I know you came in as a second generation. That's a great story in itself. But today's International Peace Day. What does that mean?
I think what we look at through the Institute is promoting peace throughout the world by developing countries through improving their economic stability. And what we've seen for us is if we can go into a country and help educate business women, they in turn educate their children, they educate their employees, and that in turn helps develop their countries economically and promote peace. Because we find that countries that are stable economically will have more of a peaceful existence.
You can't have entrepreneurship without a rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have entrepreneurship because entrepreneurship involves risk. And the risk should be about whether the business model works, not about whether you can keep what you build, right?
Correct.
And so the concept of peace, the concept of working country to country, sharing ideas, and having freedom and liberty. I actually prefer the term liberty, I think, as you know, Valerie, because, you know, I've said before, freedom is a state of mind. Liberty, Valerie, is a contract you and I give to each other. And so that's the reason why I think International Peace Day is an important one. And the IEEW, Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, now you guys are not just talking about it, you're doing something about it, aren't you?
We are. We're actually now in Afghanistan and Rwanda helping to empower existing businesses that are run by women.
Mm-hmm.
And these are two countries where women are really making a huge mark. And while we take for granted what we know here, they do have education there, and they have bravery to start their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But they need training, mentorship, and encouragement to go forward. And we have a program that we put together that's both in-country and here in the United States to help encourage and strengthen their skills as business owners, and then give them the skills to go back to their countries to pay it forward,
mm-hmm.
and to expand that knowledge in their countries.
So IEEW, folks, is an organization that's sort of become an extension of the international peace movement, International Peace Day. They're completely bona fide in standing in front of you and talking about International Peace Day because of the work that they've done, the effort that they've made, the investment and the sacrifice that they've made to bring entrepreneurship to these troubled countries, to help these women in these countries to grow their businesses and hopefully promote peace. We come back. I'm going to ask Valerie, why women? Why are they focusing on the women in these troubled countries? And we'll talk some more about International Peace Day. In fact, I want to talk a little bit more about, it's International Peace Day, but we got a lot of issues around the country, around the world right now, don't we? 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.